and good morning to you and Chuck.
How are things going as you get started here for Friday and the weekend?
It's been a busy week. We're ready for the weekend. And, yeah, it's, you know, it's been an interesting summer. This is probably the most people we've ever had in the summertime. In fact, it goes back to early spring and winter. Just all kinds of activities, all kinds of people. So it's been a great year.
Yeah, that is good to hear. So are you still rearranging and making changes in the archives?
We are, in fact. We decided that we really needed to tighten up the operation as far as the research goes. And so we are making things far more equitable to everybody that uses it, easier to use, that sort of thing. And so we are going through box after box after box and rearranging. So in the future, when you come in to do research or have us do the research, it'll be far more efficient and should be more expeditious.
How many boxes are you unboxing, I guess, for this
effort? Oh, my, Chuck. I would guess a couple hundred. We had things in boxes, and they were labeled, of course. We knew what was in there. But we, as we go through box by box, we have found that not everything on the label was identified. So there are things in the boxes that are surprises. So we are discovering some lost treasures, as it were, and really kind of been an interesting experience. So now we have more archives to present to the public.
So are you closed there for the month then?
So the archives will be closed for the month of August, but the rest of the museum is open and the kids' exploratorium is still open and the gift shop is open. So you're certainly welcome to come back in and do everything but research until September.
Okay. Well, as far as activities and events are concerned, which it sounds like is really part of the reason why you've had such a heavy attendance basically all year, you've got another one coming up here this weekend.
This weekend we're going to have another edition of the Lion's Den Smash Brothers Tournament. Smash Brothers is a game that's on Nintendo Switch. So if you want to participate in that, come by and register on Sunday at 4 o'clock. And it's a $5 entry fee. And there will be, for the higher level players, there will be a cash payout. Everybody is welcome to play, all skill levels, all ages. But the competitive group is $5 for the pool. And the top three will be participating in a cash prize. So come by on this Sunday at 4 o'clock to the Lion's Den. It'll be on the third floor of the History Center.
Okay, so that's going to be another wonderful event. Your first one went well, didn't it?
First one went really well. In fact, we've had two, and okay. And they're building, so the more people each and every time. And so it's just a thing. You know, ESU has an esports team now, and so we've got a lot of those people involved. And with school getting ready to start, we should have even more this time.
So talk about Cultura Day, Greg.
So Cultura Day will be on Wednesday, September 18th, which is the opening of Hispanic Heritage Month, mid-September to mid-October. And so we are joining with HOT to highlight different Hispanic cultures. So we'll have music and dancing, a fashion show, and cultural refreshments. So this is a free event and open to the public. So that'll be on Wednesday, September 18th, starts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good deal. You also have that ongoing exhibit. This obviously a big year in weather history for Emporia with that June 8th, 1974 tornado passing by earlier this year.
Yes. So on June 8th, 1974, Emporia was hit by a class Force 3 or whatever they're called. Not Force 3, but a 3 tornado. I'll get there. And so we have an exhibit on a lot of photos that were taken the aftermath of that, some interesting stories about that, and we also, on a map of Emporia, show the path that the tornado traveled. And there have been other tornadoes. Of course, there was the Redding tornado a few years ago, but Emporia has actually been hit 4 times by tornadoes, and we have a story about all that. Then we have some basic information about tornadoes and how they form and how Kansas is in right here in the middle of Tornado Alley. So it's an interesting exhibit, all things about the tornado. And we also have a little exhibit on the Unbound Bice Rink. So we have past race maps and some photos, graphs, and some things. So the first floor area allows us to do some quick temporary exhibits. So it gets us something else to provide for the public, and we always try to do interesting exhibits in that particular area.
Well, Greg Jordan, tell us about the Sunflower Summer.
So Sunflower Summer was a huge event for us this year. The Department of Revenue up at, and through the Tourism Department at the state of Kansas provided a way to for kids K through 12 to go out and rediscover Kansas. So it was a passport application thing that you would download on your phone, and you would go to the participating locations and check in and then go ahead and tour the facility. So we had, just for this particular program, we had well over 150 people visit us, and new people, people from all over the state. And so that was a really fun event for us, and we certainly appreciate the state allowing us to participate. The state did pay us, because we're a free entry, the state did pay us $5 per entry, so that's $750 we're going to put right back in our education program and further the things we can do there. And we're also a member, a new member of the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance, which had a similar passport program, so you could visit museums and participants in the southeast quarter of the state. And so there are, I think, 18 particular museums that are involved in this Southeast Kansas thing. And so that ends actually tomorrow. So if you want to participate in that, come by as quickly as you can before it runs out. So that's a fun event also. It gets people in the door. It gets people to discover new things. And of course, being part of a larger thing, the state or the Southeast Kansas, we get a lot of different and new visitors. So it's fun.
All right, how can we become a member of the History Center, the Lyon County History Center, Greg?
So memberships to the Historical Society are a vital part of our operation. It allows us to expand our programming. So if you are interested in becoming a member, it is $30 for an individual or $50 for a family membership. And if you want more information about that, come to 7-Eleven Commercial, and we will certainly hook you up. Or you can go to our website, exploreLyonCounty.org, and that'll tell you everything you need to know there.
Greg, plenty going on. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Executive Director of Lyon County History Center, his biweekly update this morning, 8:57. Good morning.
Hello, Emporia. Mark Hover with Clint Boyer Autoplex. Well, here we are in August already, the month.